Hi guys, it's Georgia, back with a personal video today, one that I've been wanting to get off my chest for quite a while before I can sort of move on to other topics. It's something that I've wanted to talk about since I started this channel because it's probably one of the reasons I started this channel in the first place, but kind of wanted to see how I went first. But now that I've posted my last video, I think that this is an appropriate time. So you have to bear with me because I'm going to be trying to embrace being vulnerable. So here goes. So there was a phrase that popped up towards the beginning of this year. I can't remember when exactly. It was the phrase to hit the wall or hitting the wall, which was referring to women who have a sudden decline in sexual market value due to waning looks and youth. I distinctly remember when I saw that phrase, having never heard it before, that I knew exactly what it meant. Instant recognition of this familiar feeling, and it's really kind of depressing thinking back on it. I knew exactly what hit the wall meant because it's the same feeling I've had for the past couple of years or so now. Like this dark little friend that I have locked away deep inside the depths of my soul. So I guess you could say this is like my quarter life crisis, but it's a little bit different to the typical quarter life crisis, which is, I think, usually referring to millennials who are struggling to deal with the fact that life isn't handed to them on a silver platter and they have to actually work really hard just to be average human beings. It's a little bit different for me. For me, my quarter life crisis was the realization that the dream that I've had since I was a little girl, playing with dolls in my bedroom, giggling with my friends at primary school, is becoming more and more out of reach. And that dream is quite simple. It's just to hold a baby born of the man that I love and care deeply for. 2 weeks ago, I found out that I passed an exam that I have been working towards for the best part of a decade, since I was 17. It was kind of like the last big step that assures that I have reached the peak of my career. I was so fearful that I was going to fail. I spent 6 months studying full-time on top of working relatively long hours, 6 months of no evenings, no weekends, no social life, and no time to properly date, not to mention many thousands of dollars. The day that I found out I passed, on the 5th of September, you would think I would have been elated, overjoyed, so relieved at having finally achieved this and not wasted the past 10 years and now being able to just continue in my career as my own boss. And sure, you know, all of my friends and family were very happy for me, but I wasn't. That day, all I felt was just loneliness and emptiness. And it was kind of confusing because why didn't I feel happy? I just made this huge achievement. I pushed myself to do it at such an unnecessarily young age. I'd worked so hard. I'd jumped through all of the hoops. I mean, but I didn't feel happy. I mean, why didn't I get that kick that I thought I was gonna get when I knew I passed? So I think I've come to realize now that every hurdle that I'd set myself to jump over in pursuit of my career, every milestone that I was so keen to breeze through, to prove to the world, to prove to others, to prove to myself that I would, that I could, it was all just stalling. It was me stalling, me distracting myself from that darkness that was creeping up inside. The darkness that I feel when I see my beautiful friends with their partners, when I see the darkness that kills the sparkles of joy that I get when I look at a baby in a passing pram. And the same darkness that is all too often the last thing I think about before I fall asleep. All this stuff that I've done, it's just to keep me busy, to keep my mind preoccupied, to try to trick myself into believing that I don't need to worry about that because I have all of these other amazing achievements in other areas. The day that I passed, I realized that was it. There were no more hurdles for me to jump over. I've made it. I'm here. It never felt so empty. And the reality of that just hit me like a brick wall. I just think, Georgia, what are you doing it for? Yourself? Like, who are you going to share this all with? Like, what are you doing? I can't even explain. the thoughts in my head, but yeah, I know that I'm mostly to blame for all of this because I did choose this pathway when I was 16, when I didn't really have much of a mind for future thinking. My choice was heavily influenced by the sort of girl power attitude that you get shoved down your throat when you go to an all-girls school. I don't want to play victim here because I hate people who do, and I did make that choice. But looking back, I don't think I was aware of the consequences of my choice, not truly, and so I don't think it was an informed choice on my part. See, when you're young, you feel infinitely youthful. You feel like you've got an infinite amount of time to do everything, and you don't really worry about the practicalities of fertility and childbearing and marriage. So naturally, the obvious choice is to go down the career pathway. I mean, I remember going to the careers counselor at school and explaining that, you know, I wanted to be an engineer, I wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, but never once was it mentioned, how am I going to fit this in with having a family? Not once. And I think that we are failing young women on this account. Over a number of years, through my late teens and early 20s, I did start to wake up to the reality of the situation, but I kept going, and that was my choice. I suppose my life wasn't all luck. I had two relationships, one in my early 20s and one just recently, that didn't work out for entirely practical reasons that was pretty much out of both of our control, which I won't go into, but basically those years of my life have been gobbled up. There is a feeling of helplessness of losing that time that I'll never get back, and it's kind of frustrating. Usually when I face truths that I find difficult and hard, I struggle initially, but then I think it through and then I warm up to the idea and I kind of feel more liberated for it. It's addictive. But this truth, the truth that I might never get what I desire most ardently, is not an easy one to accept. And I realize now in hindsight that I was sort of in denial for a long time. It's like the stages of grief. I was in the first stage and I'm really struggling to move on to acceptance. I hope that I can look back on this video in a year's time or so and not have the same worries and laugh all this off. I suppose I feel like I still have a little bit of time before I hit this dreaded wall, but now I'm finding that I have to compete with women I wasn't having to before, those born in the late 90s rather than the early 90s like I am. And I suppose what I feel is a strong element of hopelessness about this situation, because there's literally nothing that I can do. I will try to keep you guys updated on how I go through this crisis. I know that me posting this video and starting this channel was trying to kick me in the ass to try to wake up to this and truly accept it and stop hiding. But even with all these videos I make, my sister looks at me and says, Georgia, isn't this just another one of your stalling techniques to try to avoid your real problem? Considering I find myself in a position I really wouldn't wish on any woman, I would please ask you to share this with women who you think are in my situation or about to be inevitably in my situation if they keep doing what they're doing. I think we need to change the culture of education among young women, which is not anti-feminist. It's just about telling women practical truths about their biology and their lives that cannot be overcome by any amount of amazingness in your career or any amount of shining achievements that you have. Because that's not, for most women, I should say, these are all generalizations, that's not the thing that's going to make you happy. We need to present the world in a different light to young women so that they don't feel bad about choosing motherhood over chasing a career that is probably just going to lead them to a dead end in terms of contentment in their life. And so that they don't waste time, years and years, in relationships with men that they know that they aren't going to marry. I hope that others can have a little bit more luck than what I did and see the light a little bit earlier at a more crucial time than I did. But so yeah, that is my quarter life crisis and how I am struggling to deal with hitting the wall. And it's a lot easier saying it now. As I was sort of writing down my thoughts the other night, I was really getting upset about all of this. So I'm glad that I got through without looking too concerned. As always, guys, I will see you in the next video.